What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Do you want an update to Rico Bronya?
What does that mean?
I know. What are you talking about?
Rico Bronya is in the news right now for the New York Mets.
The real Rico Bronya? Or
the real Rico Bronya.
Not your podcast?
Rico Bronya's vintage number 26 is being handed out again by the New York Mets.
Oh, it's going to Nolan McClain?
Nolan McClain will wear 26.
Rico Bronya's in the news. You're so funny. You have me concerned for a second.
I know. I'm like, wait, did he die or something?
Dude, if you announced like Rico was sick that way, I'd hate you forever.
I wouldn't do that. But you look, if Nolan McClain goes and has a good career, he'll be more remembered for wearing that number than Rico Bronya.
Well, I'll tell you something funny about the number 26. If you go through the history of the New York Mets and you say, who wore 26? It is a laundry list of crap. Like, the best player besides Rico, my guy, to wear 26 is Dave Kingman, who, you know, wasn't beloved by all Met fans. But remember, he had the home run record that Darryl broke.
Yep.
Here are the last five guys to wear 26. You ready?
Let's hear them.
Once a Yankee, always a Yankee, Pablo Reyes. Former speed skater, Eddie Alvarez. Once a Yankee, always a Yankee, Tim LoCastro. Khalil Lee, Robinson Chirinos, Kevin Plawecki, failed prospect Fernando Martinez, El Duque.
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
Billy Taylor, who's been in my head a lot lately because he stinks. Yeah, I mean, Rico Bronya is the best number 26 the Mets have had in the last 30 years.
Until tomorrow.
Until tomorrow. I'm not mad about that.
So there you go. That's weird for a number like that in baseball, 26, to have that many bad players wear it for an organization.
Besides Rico Bronya.
Of course.
Yes. I mean, I'm looking down, like, Frank Viola wore it for a year. Dave Kingman's the best. Like, if I'm ranking the best 26s in Met history,
well,
it's Dave Kingman and Rico Bronya.
You know what?
And it ain't close.
You know what's cool about this, Evan?
What?
You have the opportunity to do something really cool in your life.
What's that?
You have a Rico Bronya jersey. I think you should get your dad a Dave Kingman jersey. And I think you get a young Jet, a Nolan McClain jersey.
So we all wear 26s?
All wear the generational 26s in a
That's
photo.
That's a great idea.
It's actually not a bad idea.
That is a phenomenal idea.
I don't know how my dad feels about Dave Kingman. Dave Kingman was one of those guys where he was a one-dimensional player, hit a ton of home runs, did nothing, low average, high strikeouts, which means he would have fit very well in 2025.
Wasn't he bristly?
Very bristly. Very, very bristly. And I don't know if he was beloved. He was also kind of on a lot of bad Met teams.
Right,
so he's not associated with... I'm just saying I don't know if my dad would be like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to wear Dave Kingman.
I just think he'd tell you, Dad, listen, this is your generation's 26. Could we just make the photo happen? I mean, let's be honest.
Right. Evan, one more thing on the 26 thing.
Who just spoke?
Rosie. I apologize.
Oh, God, it didn't even sound like you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you looking at this? Mickey Callaway apparently wore 26 for 5 days in 2019. Do you recall this?
No.
You don't?
No.
Okay. I was hoping you said yes, and you can explain to me why Mickey Callaway wore 26 for 5 days in 2019.
I'll tell you this. You think I know a lot about the Mets?
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of manager numbers. I obviously know Casey and Gil because they're retired. Like, that's obvious, right?
I can't even think of Mendoza's.
I think it's in the 50s.
No, it's in the 60s.
Oh, it's 64.
Yeah. Bobby V was 2.
Mm-hmm.
Davey was 5. Because I know that Joe's talked about they should retire Davey's number with David Wright. Terry Collins? Hold on. Don't tell me. I'm going to say a low number because he's so, like,
12.
Small. You going 12?
I don't know. I'm just totally guessing.
It's not 3 because Granderson wore 3. I honestly, I have no idea.
10.
Mm. Yeah.
Terry Collins was 10.
Yeah, now I see it. Yeah. What number is Aaron Boone? Does anybody know?
I forgot. I want to. I think it's in the high 20s.
We watch the guy every day. What is it?
Well, because remember, he's always wearing the pullover. You never see the uniform.
Wait,
number.
Didn't he pick the number for the next Yankee championship?
That was Girardi multiple times, and then he changed it after 09.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I forgot. Anthony's down in Tampa. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, Ant.
Hey, gentlemen. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure, man. What's up, dude?
Not much. So I don't know if you saw Fangraphs came out with a thing where they said that Mets have a 74.9% chance of making the playoffs. But I actually did the math. And, you know, with parity, they say that all teams are created equal. But if you look at the Mets and you look at all the rest of the teams in the NL, you can see that that statement simply isn't true. Normally, you'd have a 50-50 chance at best at winning, but the Mets are not normal. So the Phillies actually have a 25% chance at best, and then you add the Reds to the mix, and the chances of winning drastically go down. So the three-way wild card race, the Phillies have a 33 1/3 chance of winning, but the Mets have a 66% chance of winning, and Cincinnati knows that they can't beat us, so they're not even going to try. So if you take Philadelphia's 33 1/3 chance minus the 25% chance, and you add it to 8 1/3,
right,
it actually comes out to a 141 2/3% chance of Mets winning the National League.
That's creative math, man. I love it.
Now, that was, of course, in honor of one of the great wrestling promos of all time, the great Scott Steiner. While I think he was in TNA, he was not in WCW or the WWE. He did this whole promo about math that, to me, is still one of the funniest wrestling promos of all time.
Yeah, I think we played this like
Have
2 months ago.
I was telling Rosie to pull it up real quick so at least people in the audience can get context to Anthony's wonderful Met promo on why they actually have a 118% chance of making the playoffs. You know, those Fangraph percentages, they drive me nuts. I get why they're there, but it just doesn't mean anything.
No.
Like, you watch
it. How are they calculating?
I think they calculate.
Like, the percentage of winning each game for the next whatever, and you got to, now you got to compare it to the other team's percentage of winning each game for the next 40. It doesn't make any sense.
No, and here's the key to this whole thing. The key to this whole thing to me, and I know the Yankees are playing the Cardinals tonight, and they're still kind of in it, and the Giants are kind of in it. The Reds look like the real threat. What are the Reds? Like, are they going to finish this season 10 games above 500? I mean, they just won 2 out of 3 against the Phillies, which was impressive. They did split against the Pirates, which wasn't. They did lose 2 out of 3 to Atlanta, which wasn't. I don't know. Anyhow, here's the famous Scott Steiner math promo.
You know, they say all men are created equal, but you look at me and you look at Small Joe, and you can see that statement is not true.
Right.
See, normally if you go one-on-one with another wrestler, you got a 50-50 chance of winning. But I'm a genetic freak, and I'm not normal. So you got a 25% at best at beating me. And then you add Kurt Angle to the mix, your chances of winning drastically go down. See, the three-way at sacrifice, you got a 33 1/3 chance of winning. But I got a 66 2/3 chance of winning because Kurt Angle knows he can't beat me, and he's not even going to try. So, Samoa Joe, you take your 33 1/3 chance minus my 25% chance, and you got an 8 1/3 chance of winning at sacrifice. But then you take my 75% chance of winning if we used to go one-on-one and then add 66 2/3%. I got 141 2/3 chance of winning at sacrifice. See, Joe, the numbers don't lie, and they spell disaster for you at sacrifice.
I just realized that our caller, I think, did it verbatim.
Exactly. He did it exactly.
Because when he said the Reds know they can't beat us, which obviously is not true. They won 2 out of 3 against the Mets. I was like, oh, I get that. He did the exact promo. That's a great job by him.
Well done.
Well done, sir.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.